At first reading of this gospel passage, we might think that our Lord was seeking to take all the attention away from his mother. For first, the woman praises his mother. And he says, no, rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. But if we really reflect on this response of our Lord, we see that he's doing the exact opposite. Because who more than his most blessed mother heard and kept the word of God? Who more closely than she, more intimately, was ever united with the will of God? Therefore, he's not actually turning the attention away from her. It's quite the opposite. He's bringing it all to her. He's praising and exalting her. And what he's doing is putting us almost on the same plane, that all of us who hear and do the will of God, the will of the Father, we too are blessed. So it's a matter of then of looking at ourselves, examining ourselves. Are we always fulfilling the will of the Father? And that is what Our Lady came to do at Fatima in 1917, almost 100 years ago. To bring to us the message that we too must fulfill the will of the Father. And what is the will of the Father? It's to make us all blessed. It's to bring us to our salvation. It's actually, believe it or not, it's in response to an appeal to Pope Benedict XV, who was the Pope at that time. And World War I was raging. And he made an appeal to Our Blessed Lady to bring peace to the world. And he inserted into the Litany of Loreto the phrase, the invocation to Our Lady Queen of Peace. And he asked her for a response to bring peace to the world, and here was her response. It was right at that time that Our Lady appeared to the three children at Fatima in 1917. And this is the message that she brought to us, that we must seek the will of the Father, we must turn away from sin, which offends him very much. And we must turn back to him. And how do we turn back to him? By turning to her. Because in fact, one of the parts of the message was that he also, that God wants to establish in the world devotion to her Immaculate Heart alongside that to the Sacred Heart of her Divine Son. He is trying to bring us to their hearts. What is the heart? The heart is a symbol of love. He's trying to bring us to love. We need only hearken back to the phrase of St. John in his first letter. God is love. See, he's trying to bring us back to himself. But we keep resisting with our sins. We keep turning back to ourselves. We have to examine ourselves and say, hey, am I doing that? Am I going back to myself, seeking what only pleases me? Or do I really seek the will of God? Do I really seek to fulfill the will of the Father? Do I really, in a word, love him? If I truly love him, then I'm going to want to do whatever he wants me to do. I want to please him. I want to give back to him. See? That's the nature of love. I want to give back to the one I love. But are we really fulfilling his will? We must reflect on that, examine our consciousness every day. Are we fulfilling his will? Do we turn to him? Or are we turning back to ourselves in our sins, in our faults? We must seek every day, constantly, to turn back to him and going, flying to his most blessed mother, whom he's given to us as our own, to help us, to give us the graces we need to be able to give ourselves back to him. And that's the core of the message that Our Lady came to give at Fatima, which we celebrate today. We commemorate that first apparition to Our Lady, of Our Lady to the children on May 13, 1917. And the core of that message was pray. Prayer and sacrifice, those are the two key points. Pray the rosary, she told the children each time she appeared to them. Pray the rosary every day. She's waiting for us to come to her and pray to her for the graces we need to fulfill the will of the Father. Prayer and sacrifice. To give ourselves, make the effort to give ourselves back to the Father. Another word we might use for that sacrifice is repentance. Penance. Meaning, turn away from our sins. And what keeps us away from God. Turn us back to our devotion to Him. In a word, our love for Him. Let us seek then, with our whole hearts every day, to give ourselves back to God. Turn away from ourselves. Come out of ourselves, but go back to Him. Give ourselves to Him every day. And pray much, much every day. Pray the rosary every day. Turn to our most blessed Mother for the graces we need to give ourselves back to God and to be exactly what our Lord says. Blessed. Praise be Jesus and Mary.